Washington has rarely been an easy town. Now, with Republican control, a visit by a Democrat to make the case for a faraway island state got a little tougher. For Hawaii's Governor Ige, making the trip to the winter meeting of the National Association of Governors was a matter of practicality. Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey is on the line from Washington with a reality check. Hi there.
Good. Hi. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. Looking at how one has to change mindset a little bit as you're walking into a group that's not perhaps going to be terribly friendly to your cause, especially given the polarization of parties, that's got to be difficult. What did Governor Ige tell you was his strategy going into this meeting in Washington?
Well, of course, you know, for Hawaii, this is an unprecedentedly difficult time because we are such a democratic state, but we have to interact with what has become an overwhelmingly Republican government. The president, the House of Representatives, and the Senate are all controlled by Republicans. And on the governor level as well, 33 of the 50 governors are Republican. Only 16 are Democrat and one independent. So what Ige found coming here, what Hawaii's politicians definitely experience, is they have to find a way to bridge a divide that regular people are having a harder and harder time crossing themselves.
We expect our elected officials, though, to do that for us. The big question has been for quite a while now, how will Hawaii's congressional delegation, how will Hawaii's governor be able to advocate successfully for Hawaii if you have others who simply don't want to hear some of the message?
Well, it's a real dilemma. And for the politicians, it's a problem because part of their base right now is so angry that all they want to do is see them publicly fight. Much of the rest of the base, however, just wants to see elected leaders govern and get the work done for the people. Governor Ige came to Washington this week and decided that his focus and his choice would be doing the best he could for Hawaii's people in a difficult situation. So we had to try to, you know, get on the phone and start, you know, begging for interviews with cabinet officers.
Who was he able to see?
He managed to see Scott Pruitt, which is really interesting. One of the most controversial of Trump's appointments. He was a former Oklahoma attorney general who really led the fight against a lot of President Obama's environmental initiatives. Now he's head of the Environmental Protection Agency. But the EPA has a lot of initiatives in Hawaii and things that they do in combination with the states. And as difficult as the differences might be, Governor Ige came and tried to find ways to find common ground. He was pleased, at least, that Pruitt had visited Hawaii and understood our unique environment and had admired the beauty of the islands. And Ige took some comfort from that
Kirsten,
he'll understand we have a particular...
Forgive me for interrupting you for a second. We got to go here in just a second. But did he also have a chance to meet with Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao? Because that's obviously a very big thing for us, too, whether or not we're going to be able to continue on with rail.
Yes, well, that is undecided yet. Nobody knows about the rail yet. But what Transportation Secretary Chao was willing to talk about is she clearly is supportive of infrastructure spending, which bodes well for a lot of projects, which means roads and bridges. And she's also very supportive of the idea of self-driving cars, which is technological innovation that Governor Ige thinks could bring jobs to Hawaii.
All right. I wish we had more time to talk, but we will hopefully in future. Thanks, Kirsten. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring D.C. reporter Kirsten Downey.